Okay, what's on your mind, ma'am? Thank you for calling.
Okay, I'm assuming you've got Nancy from Woodinville.
Well, I hope so. It says so right on the screen. Is that you?
Okay, all right. I didn't know I was going to come up so quickly. What I'm interested in is I went through all the gluten thing and got my stomach round, and I'm really good now. But they have me taking adrenals because I'm trying to get off of metoprolol. And that seems to be helping me because I had this dizziness. It's all gone. But
good.
Looking at your notes that I've taken on, because I sit down there Saturday that I can and take notes on these things, so I go by quite a ways. Looking in there, it says something about fully restoring the adrenals takes like a year or two, and that you need to be on low-dose cortisol. And what
yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Taking now is something called Cortrex. So I don't quite understand what the relationship is and if I'm supposed to be taking cortisol or, you know, I need to get that figured out.
Well, put right into your notes the title of a book. It's called Safe Uses of Cortisol, and it's by a William Jefferies. That's Jefferies. Got to put that little extra E in there. Jefferies. Now,
I was writing cortisol, so I'm trying to help. I'm doing this on the keyboard. So it's William
Jefferies.
Jefferies. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now, he was a professor out in California somewhere, and then he moved to the East Coast and was a professor for a couple of years. But the big deal is he spent his whole career working with people with weak adrenals. No kidding. And one of the things that he found was that low doses of cortisol, which is the major anti-stress hormone made by the adrenal glands, low doses of cortisol were safe. And not only that, they helped to recover adrenal function because they gave the adrenals a little bit of a rest. But if one went past a certain dose, it would start to suppress the adrenal glands, and we don't want that. Just about all the doctors who do natural medicine have heard of this book and read the thing, I hope. And what it tells us is, just for example, he said that in his experience, which went from the late 1940s to the late 1980s, oh, he published his book in the early 1980s, but his experience was even longer, that many more women than men have weak adrenal glands. That's one thing. And so he reported mostly on the ladies. And he found that if a woman took low-dose cortisol, she would be, and by the way, no vitamins, no minerals, nothing else to support the adrenals. That wasn't in his career. His career was cortisol. If she just did that, that after a year, usually 2 years, approximately half the women could come off of the cortisol again, even though it was safe. They could come off it because their own adrenal glands had been given a little bit of a rest, and so they could recover themselves more quickly. But the other half were on low-dose cortisol from the time he started in the late 1940s until the year he published his book, and it didn't hurt them any. Now, what I'm not at all advocating is just using low-dose cortisol. No, 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 no. I'm advocating using low-dose cortisol to give the adrenals a rest, but there's so many other things that help the adrenals to recover, ma'am. The Cortrex is very, very likely just ground-up animal adrenal, and that does help the adrenals to recover. But so does vitamin C, so does pantothenic acid, so does, of all things, the mineral chromium. There are many things that do, so I hope you're working with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and knows all this stuff. Cortisol is the only one of these things that has to be on prescription by somebody's law, because, yes, we could overdose on it. But you get it on prescription, and it is helpful.
Okay, so you're saying cortisol along with the Cortrex, and then after a year or so, then you go off of the cortisol
and you stay on
the Cortrex, or...
Well, it depends, ma'am. If you're doing adrenal function tests, which are best done in a 24-hour urine collection, I know it's a nuisance, but it's the very best test. It tells you about all the different things the adrenal glands make, all the different metabolites, and how strong those adrenals are. So usually do one before you start, and then, yeah, you wait quite a while, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, check it again, see where you are. You really should be working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about that. Everyone I've worked with who had weak adrenals to start with has recovered. It's taken a different period of time, and sometimes we have to vary the things they're using. Oh, I forgot to mention, eat as much salt as your taste buds will allow you to eat. Make sure it's a nice sea salt or Himalayan salt or something, because that also gives the part of the adrenal glands that was purposely designed to hold salt in our bodies, well, gives them a rest too, because you're already putting in a bunch of salt. And if your adrenal glands say it's too much, I'm sorry, if your taste buds say it's too much, they'll let you know.
Okay, so so then chromium, pantothenic acid, C, and you said one other thing that I got past me.
All right. Well, we're going to have a bunch of people waiting, but here we go again. Vitamin C, pantothenic acid. We definitely need chromium, and vitamin A is important for adrenals, too.
And A. Okay. Thank you very much. That's the information I need, because I was just kind of confused how those things interacted. So I'm feeling much better since I started the Cortrex. Thank you so much.
Good.
And I do work with your clinic, so.
Okay.
Have a great
day. All right. You're welcome, ma'am.